Good morning and welcome to the Print AM, our daily morning podcast of the big news story. This is Madhu Parnada, Senior Assistant Editor at The Print, and today I bring to you my analysis on the battle for Nandigram and its importance in this election. For people following the 2021 battle for Bengal, Nandigram is Bengal and Bengal is Nandigram. The stakes are high as the rural constituency in East Midnapore district will witness a fairly polarized election. The rural constituency made history earlier also. This is the land which brought the curtains down on 34 years of left rule in the state. Pakistanis, jihadis, Lungi Bahini are the key words in that very land, that Nandigram, as polarization dominates. Even as BJP Shubhendu Adhikari resorted to name calling, the Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee did not stay behind. She, addressing many rallies, issued a veiled threat. She said that she would see later. The defectors in Nandigram, including Shubhendu Adhikari, are called as Mirzafars or traitors by Mamata Banerjee. For her, winning Nandigram is as crucial as winning the state. A loss in Nandigram would be a major setback to her political career. A win will reinforce her as the rare opposition politician who can give the BJP a run for its money and underline all that she has been known for, a street warrior who has survived all odds. Nandigram votes today, and it would not be wrong to say it is the toughest battle Banerjee has been fighting since 2009 when she breached the Red Citadel. It is a challenge for her at multiple levels. One, because defeating Shubhendu Adhikari, who was believed to be her protege in her party before he switched over to the BJP, is crucial. It is not about proving her political superiority in the state, but to control BJP's aggression as well. It is a prestige fight for her and seems to be the last ditch effort to establish herself as a real secular politician who has been facing allegations of Muslim appeasement for a long time. Given the significance of this seat, violence ahead of polling wasn't really unexpected given the state's culture of political violence. Hours after the campaign in Nandigram ended Tuesday, reports of violence started pouring in. Banerjee left her Bhavanipur seat in South Kolkata, her home turf and two-term constituency, to contest from Nandigram. Even though many would like to simplify her action, saying that she played into BJP's hand, this seems to be a calculated and well-thought-out move. In a polarized election like this one, Didi had to choose between one of her two cradles of anti-land acquisition movement, Shingur and Nandigram, that made her the fiery Agni Kanya of Bengal. She chose Nandigram probably because Shubhendu Adhikari, at least 16 years younger, challenged her to fight him out in Nandigram. Shubhendu has once been seen as one of her most trusted and later as most exploited leaders by the party insiders. She and her senior colleagues expected Shubhendu to quit Trinamool and form his own party, but he joined BJP, which Mamata Banerjee took as treachery. She knows that Shubhendu is a mobilizer and organizer. He was in charge of half a dozen districts when he was in Trinamool. She also knows his political acumen. Banerjee was left with no choice other than accepting Shubhendu's challenge. It is a battle to prove her political supremacy in the state and remind others that no matter who comes and what happens, Mamata Banerjee is a superpower in Bengal and still invincible. Nandigram is probably the most unusual rural constituency in the entire Bengal to be extremely polarized as it is now. The day when Banerjee expressed her wish to contest from Nandigram, Shubhendu said that she would be fighting relying on a 63,000 or 30% vote bank. He of course referred to Nandigram's Muslim populace. Banerjee reacted to Shubhendu's allegation by not sticking to her stand, but going on a temple tour in the area and doing Chandi Path on stage. She went to an extent to call herself a daughter of Hindu Brahmin. Banerjee also started fighting the pro-Muslim image issue. Nandigram is not a regular constituency or a regular election for her. It is a prestige battle for the chief minister that has become very, very personal. That's all I have for you right now, but I'll be watching the story as it develops in the hours to come. This is Madhu Parnada, Senior Assistant Editor at The Print, bringing you this podcast, The Print AM. Do log on every morning at 8 a.m. to listen to the best news analysis from The Print Stable. We will be back tomorrow with a new episode.